So I grew up on a dairy farm in the Netherlands, studied animal science there. I grew up on a farm, did graduate school at the University of Minnesota, so I'm familiar to snow and ice. But the last 23 years, I've been at the University of Florida, so all the way southeast of the United States. And I like to talk about longevity of dairy cattle. And today I got invited to speak at the Farmer Week here.
How much of an adjustment is this from Florida to minus 20 out there in that parking lot?
Yeah, quite an adjustment. I really don't own any new warm clothes, so most of what I wear is from my graduate school days at the University of Minnesota. And actually, I wore gloves in my car for the first time in 24 years this morning.
Albert DeVries is our guest, one of the keynote speakers at Grey Brews Farmers Week on Dairy Day. You're talking about longevity of the herd. Tell me, is there a key priority that farmers should be aware of?
Yeah, so longevity has quite a bit of attention, I would say, in the U.S., internationally too. Maybe that was triggered because we can make more dairy heifer calves than we used to with sex semen. The farmers figured out maybe we have too many heifers. I guess we figured that out maybe 5-6 years ago. There's also an environmental component that some consumers want cows to live longer. So the question of how long should cows stay in herds has become a topic of investigation. And mostly I talk about economics, trying to find what that optimal balance is. We want cows that can't stay long in herds, but there can be a point that they obviously need to be replaced, and I'm looking for sort of that sweet spot.
Is there a sweet spot? Is there a number that goes with the sweet spot?
Yeah, that's an excellent question. Unfortunately, the number depends on the farm and the conditions and on prices. For example, the United States, that I'm obviously most familiar with. I mean, if heifers are very expensive to raise or to purchase, that means you want to hang on to your cows longer. If they're cheaper, you turn over cows quicker, right? So it's really hard to find a sweet spot. I'd say if you look at annual replacement of cows, if you're somewhere in the low 30s, you're probably in the ballpark there.
Last couple of questions for Albert DeVries. And again, thanks for being here at Grey Brews Farmers Week. It's a very active day. What are farmers telling you, in whether it be Florida, Minnesota, or here in Canada, about the dairy industry right here and right now?
I think in the U.S. we have fairly decent prices at the moment. I know our milk pricing is quite different from your pricing here. We have a fat quota. I mean, if you look long term in our industry, we see massive consolidation, right? Our cow numbers stay the same, but our number of farms have shrunk about 80% in 20 years. So we're basically left with, in the U.S., with large farms, and the people that want to stay in business are really a key professional. So I see a bright future for dairy farming, really. We see continued demand for dairy products. So we'll try to make it better and more efficient all the time.